Whoa, this drama guru post is basically a post-fight analysis. Like a corner man meeting before Driftgate's next confrontation with Demon Deadbolt. It's wild how it frames the whole thing as spiritual or cerebral warfare.
Right, and I love the central point. Driftgate won the first round because he stayed inside the Courts of Heaven case prep frame, but next time he can't just recite the material, he has to master it.
That makes sense. Deadbolt is basically shame, accusation, and fear-based pressure. And Driftgate is supposed to operate from the river of grace and the authority of Jesus the Advocate. I keep wondering how I would hold that kind of frame when my own demons show up.
Same. The post's main argument is almost legal. Deadbolt loses legally or spiritually as soon as Driftgate correctly prepares his case, because Deadbolt has no standing to bring a valid accusation.
Yes. Once the Courts of Heaven process is activated, Deadbolt can't win on the merits, so he has to retreat into defense and attack the frame itself. That feels like a lot of inner attacks we recognize.
Totally. His strategy is to mock the process, bait Driftgate emotionally, confuse him, and chip away at his confidence. It's dangerous because when Deadbolt is cornered, he escalates.
The escalation is pretty specific. First the framework, then Driftgate's certainty, and then direct threats, like testing his confidence with fear. I wonder if I would notice that pattern early enough.
I think that's why Driftgate's key strengths are discipline, sequencing, and ownership. He did not leave the case prep frame, did not skip steps, and did not let Deadbolt set the pace.
That's the part I'd try to copy. He answered taunts and emotional attacks in procedural terms, instead of arguing or defending himself. It's like don't fight the bait, run the process.
And his strongest moment was when he stopped quoting the framework and declared, "I am not building a case against you out of fear. I am preparing to win. That line matters because it's owned language, not borrowed language."
Exactly. It directly counters Deadbolt's implication that legal preparation is really fear in disguise. If I were Driftgate, I'd want that line to come from confidence, not just memory.
The post also gives three training questions for the next fight. First, what does Driftgate actually know to be true? He needs certainty about whether Deadbolt has standing, and he needs to practice speaking with confidence when he doesn't have it.
That question hits me personally. How would I answer it when the pressure is on? I'd probably need to know my ground before the fight starts.
Second, how does Deadbolt benefit from confusing Driftgate? Driftgate should anticipate those incentives and nullify the weapons being used against him.
Right, because if confusion is Deadbolt's payoff, then clarity is the counter. I'm imagining my own demons trying to make me feel like I'm overthinking everything.
Third, how is Deadbolt escalating? The post says Deadbolt telegraphs his next move by saying he will test Driftgate's confidence. So Driftgate has to be ready for direct attacks on his certainty and his interest in continuing the preparation.
That framing is important. Deadbolt's strategy is to make Driftgate abandon the Courts of Heaven process. He refuses to honor the frame, tries to confuse Driftgate into dropping it, and tries to dismantle his motivation to keep preparing.
It's like an inner game of make you quit before you get stronger. And Driftgate is described as a white belt student, confident in his authority to bring cases before the Courts of Heaven, but his skills are still limited.
I like the white belt image. He's already shown he can escape traps one by one, and he's willing to do the work needed to weaken Deadbolt. That feels realistic.
The biggest lesson for students is the difference between cramming and mastering. Driftgate won the round, but he spent most of the fight quoting the Courts of Heaven process instead of speaking from it.
That comparison to Matthew 6:7 is sharp. Don't rely on vain repetition, the form of words, instead of engaging the mind in the moment. Recitation can carry one round, but not the next.
The post even uses the term chameleon for someone who knows just enough to pass a test, but forgets the knowledge shortly after. That gap becomes dangerous when they're tested under pressure.
Yes, and that's where facing your own demons gets scary. If the knowledge is still surface level, pressure can make it evaporate.
So the practical takeaway is, preparation gets Driftgate into the fight, but practiced, internalized technique wins it. He has to move from memorized case prep language to personal, confident ownership of the truth.
And he has to understand Deadbolt's escalation pattern, anticipate attacks on confidence, and practice responding in the moment. I wonder how I would rehearse that without turning it into more anxiety.
I think the overall message is the answer. The battle isn't won by louder accusation or emotional reaction, but by disciplined use of authority, clear framing, and mastered knowledge.